I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Wednesday, March 25th. What to know today about the coronavirus crisis in New York and the new message for anyone who's been in that area. Also, President Trump's timeline for getting the country back to normal and why doctors are telling him not so fast. Plus, YouTube is lowering video quality, new ways to party with your friends online, and explaining Zoom bombing and how to avoid it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New York City is now considered a high-risk area, and the White House is urging anyone who's passed through or left the metropolitan area to put themselves in a 2-week quarantine. So far, more than half the COVID-19 cases reported in the U.S. have come from the state of New York, and nearly 200 people have died in New York City alone. The governor there says the case number appears to be doubling every 3 days. Many scared people have been leaving Manhattan altogether. That's okay, but the nation's top doctors say whoever does that needs to self-quarantine for 14 days wherever they are, no matter how they feel. They say even healthy people may have been exposed before they left New York, and even people with no symptoms can pass the virus on. Back in Manhattan, police launched new patrols to encourage people to follow social distancing guidelines. And just like everywhere else, a big concern there is the strain more cases will put on the healthcare system. Because in New York City, it's already starting to happen. So far, the AP reports NYC hospitals are going through 10 times the normal number of face masks, and they've had to limit healthcare workers to getting just one per day. Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday 2,000 ventilators were shipped to New York. Another 2,000 are supposed to go out today. New York hospitals are also getting hundreds of thousands of respirator masks, surgical gowns, and pairs of gloves. Though the governor there is still worried it just won't be enough. Of course, New York is not alone, even though it's the worst off so far. The mayor of Los Angeles said his city could be 6 to 12 days from seeing similar numbers. Also, we found out a child from California became the first person under 18 years old to die from COVID-19 in the U.S. The LA Times reports it was a teenager who did not have any pre-existing conditions. It's a stark reminder that anyone of any age can be seriously hurt from this outbreak, even though seniors are still considered the most vulnerable. So, this is serious, and lots of action is needed to fight this. But still, researchers are getting new information and making progress every day. One of the latest findings? Scientists told The Washington Post it seems COVID-19 is not mutating quickly. Here's why that's encouraging. Even though we may not get a vaccine for at least another year, once we do, scientists have a good chance of creating an effective one that can give people long-lasting immunity. Besides prevention, scientists are also busy testing potential treatments. The FDA approved emergency protocols, allowing doctors all over the country to use plasma donated by COVID-19 survivors to help treat people who are critically ill with the same virus. This should help while more sophisticated treatments are in the works. President Trump says he hopes the U.S. will be reopened for business by Easter. That's less than 3 weeks away, on April 12th. Many times yesterday, Trump stuck to that timeline, saying, quote, "the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself." But he's sort of contradicting other warnings from some public health officials. In fact, doctors on the president's own coronavirus task force say he needs to stay flexible and take this week by week. That includes the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci. Fauci said restaurants, schools, and offices should actually expect to be closed for many more weeks. And again, he stressed the worst effects of the new coronavirus have not yet been felt in the United States. It was a late night for senators, but early this morning, they announced they reached a bipartisan deal on the nearly $2 trillion stimulus package. This is the measure that will send $1,200 checks to many Americans. And the Washington Post reports it will also create a loan program for small businesses to the tune of $367 billion. Then there's $500 billion for industries, cities, and states. The compromise capped 5 days of pretty intense negotiations between White House aides, Democrats, and Republicans. One provision, just in the last couple of days, $130 billion for hospitals. Once this bill gets the final vote of approval, it moves on to the House. Now, keep in mind, the House is not in session right now since members are practicing social distancing. The Hill says they're looking at their options to get it done anyway through voice voting or staggered voting. House leaders say they will get it done. Already, Wall Street posted one of its best days of 2020 yesterday, a sign investors are at least confident a new stimulus plan will make it to President Trump soon. The world's biggest lockdown is now in effect. India, a nation of 1.3 billion people, just shut down for 21 days. The death toll there is still fairly low, but the president there said it's important to act now to avoid the virus taking over the country as it has in Italy. Speaking of which, there's some disappointing news out of Italy. The death toll there rose again by nearly 750 people in just 24 hours. That breaks a series of declines in the daily death count, and it dashes hope that the country had already gotten through the worst of it. But in East Asia, there is hope right now. China is finally easing restrictions in the province where the COVID-19 pandemic began late last year. This morning, most of the 60 million people who live there were able to leave the area for the first time in 2 months. Public transportation, for example, will finally start running again. Still, the government will be keeping a close eye on things to make sure the return to work and travel does not spark another outbreak. Well, it's official. The Olympic Games in Tokyo will not be happening in 2020. The International Olympic Committee and Japanese officials agreed sticking with the original start date of July 24th is not the safest option during the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, they say the Games will happen after 2020, but no later than the summer of 2021. Other countries and athletes seem to be on board with this decision. Remember, the U.S., Canada, and Australia were already pushing for the Summer Games to be postponed. The Olympics have been canceled in the past during both world wars, but this is the first time any Olympic Games have been suspended. The officials who made the decision say they hope the Olympics will become a beacon of hope to the world once we get through this. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Native Deodorant. Native offers a natural, safe, and great-smelling way to stay fresh all day. Look, I made the switch a while ago to natural deodorants, and I've tried a bunch of different kinds. Honestly, Native is my favorite. It smells the best, and it lasts the longest. And what I mean by a natural deodorant is that it's formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. With Native, less is more. The ingredients are simple, and you don't need to put a lot on for it to work. In fact, Native has more than 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers, and I'm one of them. If you're curious, there's no risk to try. There's free shipping on every order. As a starting point, I love the coconut and vanilla scent, but they have so many other options. Oh, and get 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. With major U.S. cities essentially shut down, pollution is plummeting. The New York Times reports metro areas like New York City, Atlanta, Seattle, and Los Angeles have cleaner air right now than usual. This trend is happening globally, too. CNBC reports there's a lot less air pollution in China these days, and there's something unusual about the water in Italy's canals. It's clear, since there's no boat traffic. That being said, once the social distancing and quarantines come to an end, the levels are expected to bounce back to where they were. We're starting to get a look at who is following social distancing guidelines and who isn't. A company that collects and analyzes phone GPS location data, called Unicast, just launched a social distancing scoreboard. So the scoreboard grades residents' behavior county by county, looking at where people are listening to health officials and changing their behavior. It measures the reduction in total distance we travel based on smartphone data. To see your area's grade, go to unicast.com/COVID-19 or find the link in today's episode notes on our website. Starting now, the world's most popular video site will lower the quality of its videos to help prevent internet congestion while so many people stay at home. YouTube will be defaulting all of its videos to standard definition worldwide, including in the U.S. Wired reports Google-owned YouTube usually adjusts the video quality based on your internet connection. So if it's slower, you get SD. But for better, higher-speed connections, you automatically get HD. But now it's standard def for everyone. Still, you do have the option to watch in HD if you want. You'll just have to increase the resolution manually. Instagram is launching a new feature to help you watch videos with friends while still keeping your distance. The new feature is called co-watching. The Verge reports it lets you browse posts with your friends while on video chat within the Instagram app. Also, a Chrome extension lets you watch Netflix with friends as well. It's called Netflix Party, and it lets everyone jump on the same link to watch together from their own homes. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today, we're talking about something that's being called Zoom bombing, kind of like photo bombing, but on the video conferencing platform Zoom, which a lot of people are using more now as an unprecedented number of people work and learn from home. So what is Zoom bombing, exactly? The New York Times says internet trolls are jumping on public Zoom calls and using the screen sharing feature to show everyone on the call graphic content. Yes, if certain Zoom calls aren't set to private, it seems anyone can jump in. Even the restaurant Chipotle reportedly fell victim to this while hundreds of people were on that call. So what can you do about it? Well, the company Zoom says it's pretty upset by this trend, but offered a bunch of guidance to try and prevent it. Here are a few of the ideas. Avoid sharing your meeting link on social media and avoid using your personal meeting ID to host public events. Also, get familiar with the settings and features. Things like the waiting room can be helpful to control who comes and goes, and you can restrict who has screen sharing capabilities. You also can lock meetings, make calls invitation only, and have them password protected. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We hope it is helpful, and we're also providing a few updates most evenings over on Instagram at Erica Mandy News. As always, you can find the links and sources for the stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. Have a great day.